迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Kat。 杨林，快给大家介绍一下今天咱们要学什么。
没问题，今天咱们要去看一次糟糕的约会。
Waiter, can you bring the check please?
听听 Harry 今天有多倒霉。
I noticed my wallet was missing.
No way.
Yep, it's gone.
学学怎么表达计划泡汤，他要告诉大家怎么用美语说赘肉和宅男宅女。
我可不喜欢宅男宅女。
They are so boring. Life should be full of adventures.
I know you're a daredevil. 不过现在咱们先赶快来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Stepping Stone.Stepping is spelled S-T-E-P-P-I-N-G, stepping, and stone, S-T-O-N-E, stone, stepping stone.
Stepping stone 是为了达到目的而准备垫脚石、敲门砖。阿尔及利亚最近举行议会选举。
Algeria's authorities say a parliamentary election is a stepping stone towards a more democratic state, but many people do not believe such promises.
阿尔及利亚当局说，议会选举是为建立更民主的国家做铺垫，不过很多人并不相信这些承诺。
Many people use education as a stepping stone to a better life.
许多人通过受教育来争取过上更好的生活。
Internships are a stepping stone into the corporate world, and for many are the best way to learn.
实习是进入企业界的敲门砖，而对许多人来说也是最好的学习机会。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Stepping stone, stepping stone, stepping stone.
Oh my god, Yanglin, I am so excited for my trip to Colorado next week.
Wow, that sounds cool. What are you going to do while you're there?
Well, I'm going to go see my friend Dave. Then I'm going to visit a couple of cities. And most importantly, I'm going to go hiking in the desert.Great Dunes National Park, here I come.
在沙漠里徒步旅行？哎呦，我的天哪 ，Cat， 你可别走丢了。
当然不会，不过我得赶快去订票。订不到我想要的日子的话呢，then all my plans will be ruined.
Oh gosh, you waited way too long to buy your ticket, girl. 提到这个，在下面的 Words and Idioms 里，我们就来教你怎么说计划泡汤。
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms。
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第965讲，我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona。
我刚开编辑会回来，老板通知我们这个星期的节目要另请嘉宾，因为别的制片人把我们原来请的嘉宾挖走了。我同事听到这个消息气急败坏，这也让我想到了一句习惯用语，那就是
Cook someone's goose. Cook is spelled C-O-O-K, and goose, G-O-O-S-E. Cook someone's goose.
Cook 意思是煮， goose 是鹅。连起来 to cook someone's goose 可并不是煮鹅的意思，而是指打碎某人的计划，或者毁了一个人的名誉。在上面的例子里，别人挖走了我们的嘉宾，我同事气急败坏。
She is probably going to cook the guy's goose who stole our guest.
她八成要狠狠地整一下那个挖走我们嘉宾的家伙。在下面的例子里，我们要听听一个叫 Brad 的人在得知他女友的所作所为之后做了什么。
Brad's girlfriend should have told him that she was out with another guy last weekend. When he found out, he was more than jealous. He was furious. Not only did he break up with her,But he also sent an email to all of their friends about what she'd done. That cooked her goose. Her reputation was ruined.
这段话的意思是说，布拉德的女朋友本应告诉他，他上周末跟另一个男人出去约会了。布拉德自己发现后，不光是嫉妒，简直就是气得发疯。他不仅跟这个女孩子分手，而且还给他们俩所有的朋友发电子邮件，告诉大家他的所作所为，彻底的坏了这个女孩的声誉。
这女孩确实做得不对，可是 Brad 也够狠的。大家还记得前一阵子国际货币基金组织前总裁卡恩的性丑闻吗？
The sex scandal cooked his goose.
那次性丑闻彻底毁了他的名誉。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Brad's girlfriend should have told him that she was out with another guy last weekend. When he found out, he was more than jealous. He was furious. Not only did he break up with her, but he also sent an email to all of their friends about what she'd done. That cooked her goose. Her reputation was ruined.
我上大学的时候有个好朋友，他因为室友总是偷吃他的食物，所以决定要报复。他在烤饼干里放了泻药。
She really cooked her roommate's goose that time.
她那次真的是把自己的室友好好修理了一顿。大家恐怕都有过这样的经历，就是有的时候整整一天都倒霉，干什么事情都不顺。下面的例子就谈到了这样的一天，让我们来听听看。
Our plane is leaving in an hour, and here we are stuck in some of the worst traffic we've ever seen. If we don't make that flight, we'll miss our connection. Then our goose will be cooked. We won't get to the port in time to board our cruise. Our vacation plans will be ruined.
这段话是说，我们的飞机一小时以后就要起飞了，可现在我们却被塞在路上。如果我们赶不上这班飞机，就会错过转机，那我们的计划就完全被打乱了，我们也没办法按时登上游轮，那我们的度假计划就彻底泡汤了。
度假计划被打乱是最让人沮丧的事情。这里用了被动语态 Our goose will be cooked， 意思跟 cook our goose 是一样的，就是破坏了我们的计划。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Our plane is leaving in an hour, and here we are stuck in some of the worst traffic we've ever seen. If we don't make that flight, we'll miss our connection. Then our goose will be cooked. We won't get to the port in time to board our cruise. Our vacation plans will be ruined.
好的，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 cook someone's goose， 意思是彻底打乱某人的计划或者毁了一个人的名誉。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona，
谢谢各位的收听。
If you can't get a plane ticket soon, your goose will be cooked.
别乌鸦嘴啊，杨林，我这就定了。
开个玩笑嘛。不过沙漠旅行太危险了。What if you get lost?
要是让我在惊险生活和宅在家里选一个，我还是宅吧。But you only live once. You should take advantage of it and get all the excitement you can. 说到这里，咱们先来看看宅这个词儿用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是吴琼要问的，宅男宅女。
吴琼，听说你的表妹从上海来看你，怎么样？ Are you two getting along?
嗨，他哪是来看我，整天待在家里，根本不理我，每天就知道上网看电视，也不出去玩，标准的宅女。像这种特别宅的人，在美语里怎么说？
I think you can call them homebodies. A homebody is a person who prefers to stay at home and seldom goes out.
Homebody, home 就是家的意思， body 是身体，两个词连在一起，身体长在家里了，就是 homebody。宅男宅女 My cousin is totally a homebody. 我回家要告诉他这句话。
Well, you can also call her a shut-in. S-H-U-T, shut-I-N, in, shut-in.
Oh, shut-in 也是指不愿意出门和别人交往的宅男宅女。我要告诉我表妹 Don't be a shut-in. Go out and get some fresh air.
对，让她出去转转，不然 her brain will rot if she stays home and stares at a screen all the time.
啊 ？R-O-T, rot 不是腐烂吗 ？Her brain will rot 就是她脑子要发霉的意思吧
？That's right. Being a couch potato isn't healthy.
没错 ，couch potato 沙发土豆就是一天到晚赖在沙发上看电视的人。每天不运动，变得圆滚滚的，跟个 potato 大土豆一样。
I'm sure your cousin doesn't want to look like a potato. Now, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，宅男宅女叫 homebody， 或是 shut in。 第二，一天到晚坐在沙发上看电视的人叫 couch potato。 第三，说脑子要发霉了，就是 your brain will rot。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果您也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。See, Yanglin, if you become a homebody, then you'll probably become a couch potato too.
然后就会长肉。哎呀，太可怕了，太可怕了。不过我也不是每天都在家。你看上周我就去了华盛顿的使馆之旅，就是每个国家的大使馆都对公众开放，特别好玩。
Oh, fun. I bet you learned about a whole bunch of different cultures and customs.
I sure did.说到这儿，在今天的美语三级跳里，我们就再去领略一下不同文化。
Let's listen.
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目社会文化单元的高级课程。
Today we're learning some words for talking about affirmative action programs in the U.S.Winnie, if a college or business has an affirmative action program, that means it gives preference to minority students who have traditionally been underprivileged in American society.
这个啊，我听说过。美国的 affirmative action 平权法案要求对少数族裔人口实行入学、就业方面的优惠政策。我想这个政策应该是为了要帮助少数族裔改善他们的社会地位。可是啊，难免也会引发一些不满和争议吧。
Yes, it has been quite controversial. Let's see what Will and Jane have to say about it.
So Jane, where do you go to college?
I'm at the University of California in Los Angeles. It's a great school academically, but also because it gives me the chance to meet people of all different nationalities, races, and backgrounds.
Yeah, U.S. colleges have become much more diverse ever since affirmative action policies were put in place.But even though that's a good thing, some people still gripe about them.
Of course, there has been a lot of controversy surrounding them. After all, affirmative action is a pretty blunt instrument for helping disadvantaged groups improve their lives.
Professor Bowman, 什么叫 gripe?
To gripe is to complain about something. For example, the employees at every company I've worked at have always griped about how rich the boss is, even though they make good salaries.
Oh.Gripe, G-R-I-P-E, gripe, 就是抱怨的意思。Will 说，虽然平权政策让很多少数族裔的学生得到了上大学的机会，提升了美国大学校园的多样性，可是啊，还是有人对这个政策不满。哎，对了 ,Jane 说，平权法案是个 blunt instrument。Professor, 这是什么意思呢？
Winnie, a blunt instrument is a method that uses too much force, so that in achieving your aim, it also causes some harm or trouble. For example, war is a very blunt instrument for settling disputes between countries. It's better to resolve them through careful negotiations.
我明白了。Blunt instrument 就是生硬的方法。用这种方法做事啊，往往事倍功半，效果不佳呢。
Why do you think some people are opposed to affirmative action?
A lot of people think we no longer need affirmative action, and that is unfair. If two people apply for a job, should one be given better treatment because of his or her skin color?
I see your point, but many of the poor people in American society are minorities. I think we should try to give them a leg up.
True, but there are lots of poor people who aren't minorities too. Shouldn't they get help too?
I agree that it isn't a perfect solution, but it's a pretty good way of leveling the playing field.
听起来 Will 很支持平权法案。他说，美国很多穷人都是少数族裔，平权法案可以 give them a leg up, 助他们一臂之力，让他们获得一些优势。
That's right. Will also says he thinks that affirmative action policies are a good way of leveling the playing field.
对。Level the playing field, 就是说呢，为大家提供公平的赛场，让所有人站在同样的起点上。Will 觉得平权法案虽然并不完美，但至少缩小了白人和有色人种之间的社会差距呢。
You know, I think one thing that everybody can agree on is that we should live in a world where affirmative action isn't necessary.
I totally agree. When each person has the same opportunities in life, regardless of his or her skin color, the world will definitely be a better place.
Hey, Will, just a suggestion, but can we talk about something less serious? All this talk of religion and discrimination isn't what I had in mind for a first date.
Well, sure, we can talk about something light and fun. What do you think about global warming?
Waiter, can you bring the check, please?
Jane 终于受不了了。Will 竟和他谈这些严肃的话题，让他换个轻松点的，他居然会想到 global warming, 全球暖化。怪不得 Jen 急着要付钱走人。
Yep, sounds like Will made a pretty bad move.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
这个 Will 可真无聊，约会非要谈这些严肃的话题。我看他们呀也不会在一起出去了。
Yeah, you bet. That is a boring date. And believe me, I know about boring dates.
哎呀，不过我还是在想，你请假出去玩了，就没人跟我耍贫嘴了，真无聊。
I would end up having a lot of bad, boring days. 那可不。I'm the sunshine that brings you happiness every day. okay, I'm kidding. 好了，刚才你谈到 a bad day, 咱们下面去听听 Harry 讲讲他倒霉的一天。
礼节美语。
Harry 在公司遇到了同事 Cindy。
Oh, man.It's really not my day.
Having a bad hair day?
You have no idea. I woke up late because I didn't hear my alarm. Then I realized I'd forgotten to pick up my suit from the dry cleaners.
So you rushed out of the apartment to go grab your suit and...
I closed the door without taking my keys.
So you're locked out of your apartment?
Yep, but that's only the beginning of my troubles.
Tell me more.
Harry 这天特别倒霉。
It's not his day.
或者也可以说
He's having a bad hair day.
意思都是说这天特倒霉，干什么事都不顺。早上闹钟没听见，起床晚了不说，急着出门去取干洗的西装，一着急忘了带钥匙。
He locked himself out of his apartment.
这里说的
dry cleaners.
意思是干洗店，而这还只是个开头，我们接着听。
Well, I was still running late for work, so I hailed a cab.I got here 45 minutes late and had no choice but to wear this t-shirt and jeans. The boss gave me a funny look when I came in, so who knows? Maybe I'll get fired today as well.
Oh, you poor thing. You really are having a bad day.
But it gets worse. As soon as I sat down at my desk, I noticed my wallet was missing.
No way.
Yep, it's gone.
Did you leave it in the taxi?
That's what I first assumed, but...That doesn't make sense because I paid the cabbie with money for my wallet.
Harry 出门打车上班，打车可以用动词
hail. He hailed a cab.
结果穿着 T 恤衫和牛仔裤就跑来了，而且还迟到了45分钟。
The boss gave me a funny look.
Harry 不巧被老板撞到，老板用很奇怪的眼光看了看他。而这还不是最糟糕的。
It gets worse.
更糟糕的还在后面呢。刚刚坐稳的，他就发现钱包不见了。Cindy 问他是不是落在出租车上了。Harry 说不可能，因为他下车付钱的时候钱包还在呢。那会丢在哪儿了呢
？So you simply misplaced it?
Nope. Just as I was walking from the cab to the front door of our office building, a guy bumped into me.
Oh no! You got hit by a pickpocket.
Yep. After I put two and two together, I realized that was exactly what happened.He bumped up against me, so I wouldn't notice he stole my wallet.
Cindy 问 Harry, 是不是把钱包随手放什么地方了，所以才找不到。
Misplace is spelled M-I-S-P-L-A-C-E. Misplace
是放错地方的意思。Harry 说，刚进公司的时候
,A guy bumped into him.
有人撞在了他的身上。
After I put two and two together,
把丢钱包和被人撞这两件事联系起来，他恍然大悟，钱包是被扒手
pickpocket.
偷走了。Henry 没带钥匙，又丢了钱包。这一天要怎么过呢？我们下次继续听。
Oh man, that episode reminds me that I should go book my ticket. 我可不想像 Harry 这么倒霉。
那可不。不过话说，其实我今天就挺不高兴的。我昨天本来想去游泳，发现涨标了之后，游泳衣都穿不上了。
Oh girl, don't worry. Just come jogging with me. Exercise is the best way to keep fit.
好吧。不过说到这儿，咱们先来学学这个我最恨的赘肉，用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说?
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是鱼苗要问的赘肉。
鱼苗, you look so cute in this red dress.
真的吗?难道你不觉得这件连衣裙有点瘦吗?
It's...A little tight, just a little.
哎，我去年买这条裙子的时候穿着还有点肥呢，今年居然紧成这样，看来我这赘肉真是没少长啊。
Don't be upset, Yumiao. You may have a little extra meat on your bones, but trust me, you still look good.
Extra meat on my bones? 骨头上有多余的肉，这在中文里就叫赘肉。哎 ，I really want this extra meat gone.尤其是这腰上的赘肉，真是讨厌的救生圈啊。
I know, no one wants that spare tire. It's our worst enemy.
Spare, S-P-A-R-E, spare, tire, T-I-R-E, tire. Spare tire? 不是指备用轮胎吗？原来中国人把腰上的一圈赘肉比喻成救生圈，美国人则把它比成 spare tire, 备用胎。
That's right.We also call the extra fat around your waistline love handles.
腰上的赘肉还能叫 love handles? Love, 爱情。Handle, H-A-N-D-L-E, handle, 把手。这肥肉也能跟爱情挂上钩吗?
Well, think about it. When your boyfriend wraps his arms around you, he can hold on to those leg handles.
啊，太可怕了。我可不想要 love handles.I'm going to the gym, starting today.
Well, before you go, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，赘肉在美语里叫 extra meat on the bones. 第二，形容腰上的赘肉可以说 spare tire. 第三，腰间肥肉的另外一种说法是 love handles.
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica, 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com.
All right, 好吧，行动起来，咱们现在就去跑步。
没问题，不过咱们还得跟观众说拜拜呢。
好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你对我们的节目有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
And tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
See you next time!
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
美国之音中文部的电视节目，中国时间每天晚上9:00到10:00。邀请著名专家、学者、国会议员、政府官员就当前的热门话题进行讨论，欢迎听众观众朋友拨打免费电话参加讨论和提出问题。在中国大陆的听众请直接拨400-120-0551，在台湾的听众请拨00801-148-940，期待您的踊跃来电。